For the benefit of anyone who found us on their radio at FM 96.9 in San Antonio, we are physically located at 4071 North Foster Road. For anyone who is looking for a new church home or just one to visit, come and worship with us any Sunday morning at 10:30. Everyone is welcome. This morning's opening scripture is Psalm 124, taken from the New King James Version of our Bible. Listen for God's word in this reading. If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, let Israel now say, if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, when the men rose up against us, then they would have swallowed us alive. When their wrath was kindled against us, then the waters would have overwhelmed us. The stream would have gone over our soul. Then the swollen waters would have gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord, who has not given us up as prey to their teeth. Our soul has escaped as a bird from the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken, and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Well, good morning, folks. Good morning. Oh, my goodness. I tell you what, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us do what? Let us rejoice. Be glad in it. Amen? Amen. The Lord has something special for you today. I hope that you have something special for the Lord. Amen? Yes, ma'am. Carolyn wanted me to make sure this morning that I said God and Jesus. Amen? Amen. Thank you, Lord, for your son, Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen? Amen. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. We give thanks to you, gracious and merciful Heavenly Father. We thank you so much for the love that you've shown us. We thank you so much for the grace that you've given us. And we thank you so much, Lord, for your blessed son, Jesus, who died for us. And now, Lord, we ask that our focus would be on you and only you this morning, Lord, in spite of all that may be going on. And Lord, we ask that you would bless our service as only you can. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. At this time, would you please stand at your seat if you're able to and just wave and say hello to everyone. Amen. And then if you would, just remain standing for our affirmation of faith.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Hold on. Today, the affirmation of faith.
Jay. Hold on. Okay. Are we ready? Oh, okay. All right.
Today, our affirmation of faith comes from 1 Timothy 2, 5 and 6. 1:15 and 3:16, UMH 889 in the hymn book.
It's also in your bulletin, the first page of your bulletin. Look on the first page of your bulletin, you'll see it. The very first page, when you open it up, you'll see church worship, and then you'll see the affirmation of faith. It's printed there.
When you're ready, say amen.
Amen.
Okay. There is one God. And there was one mediator, Christ Jesus, who came as a ransom for us all, to whom we testify, all the congregation repeat.
This thing is sure and worthy of full acceptance, that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, and was manifested in flesh, vindicated in spirit, seen by angels, proclaimed among the nations, believed in throughout the world, taken up in glory. Great indeed is the mystery of the gospel. Amen.
In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Amen. You You may be seated. Let me look at the. Yes, the date is November the 16th.
Shall we gather at the river where bright angels meet and drawn with its crystal tackle river flowing by the throne of God? Yes, we'll gather at the river, the beautiful. Shining river, lay we every burden down. Grace our spirits will deliver and provide our robe and crown. Yes, we'll gather at the river, the beautiful river. Gather with the saints at the river that flows by the throne.
Congregation, please be seated.
Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come at this time returning a portion of the bounty that you have given to each of us. We ask, Lord, that you open our hearts so that we may see and recognize those around us that are in need. Help us to be your hands, your feet here at this time. Make us the generous givers that you wish for. Multiply our tithes and our offerings and use them for your glory. In Christ's name, amen.
Scripture lesson today comes from John chapter 3, verses 14 through 21, Numbers chapter 21, verse 4 through 9, and Colossians chapter 1, verse 13. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes may have eternal life in him. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but people loved darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that their deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light so that it may be seen plainly that what they have done has been done in the sight of God. From Numbers. They traveled from Mount Hor along the route to the Red Sea to go around Edom. But the people grew impatient on the way. They spoke against God and against Moses and said, "Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? There is no bread, there is no water, and we detest this miserable food." Then the Lord sent venomous snakes among them. They bit the people and many Israelites died. The people came to Moses and said, "We sinned when we spoke against the Lord and against you. Pray that the Lord will take the snakes away from us." So Moses prayed for the people. The Lord said to Moses, "Make a snake and put it up on a pole. Anyone who is bitten can look at it and live." So Moses made a bronze snake and put it up on a pole. Then when anyone was bitten by a snake and looked at the bronze snake, they lived. And from Colossians. "For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Please stand and sing this with us, please.
That hopefully has some blood flowing. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come now energized. We come listening. We come thirsting for your message. We ask, Lord, that you empower Pastor Ted. Give him courage and strength to speak the words that your Holy Spirit has given to him. Help him to be your instrument today. And let us all be instruments of your glory. As we hear your message, let us be energized. Let us take your word to the world. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
While Heather is coming with the children, I just want to say that if I didn't get a chance to say good morning to you, especially to our visitors, I just want to say good morning to all those who are visiting to us for the first time, and we thank God for you, and we just want you to know that this is a place to be. Alamo is the place to be. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. And we welcome you, and we want you to come back. Amen? Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Okay, so I can get to talk a little more before I preach. No, I don't. Here they come. Here come the... Here we go. All right.
Good morning. How are y'all today? Great. Y'all had a good week so far? Or last week? Okay, come on, Carolyn. Right there. You want to sit there? Okay, you can go sit up there. All right, sit there. All right, perfect. So today, Pastor Ted is going to talk about don't be afraid of the light. That's a little intense, I think, for children. So we're going to talk about measuring God's love. 3:14. Let me see here before I quote things incorrectly. So John 3:14-21, verses 14-21. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son," right? So let's talk about things, measurements. So if I want to make a cake, I can use these. What is this? Measuring cups. Put some flour and sugar in those, right? We're not going to make a cake today. If I wanted to measure something in school or something else, I could use this. What's this, a ruler? Something small, right? Well, my husband is a machinist by trade, and he uses this. Do y'all know what this is? These are calipers, and it's like small, so you can measure something really, really small, and it tells you here. It's a lot, but he uses that. That's because he has to get down. If I want to build a building, I can measure something really long with this measuring tape, right? So Pastor Ted's going to give a sermon today, and a lot of people will use this to see how long he speaks sometimes, right? And what is this called? A watch. And so do you think that we could tell any of these things that I showed you? Can we measure God's love with any of these things? Do you think we'll be able to use this watch or maybe a calendar to know when he's going to come back? No, we won't. Or the measure of his love? We won't be able to do that, right? But it says that if we believe that we will have, we don't have to worry about that. We don't need to know. All we need to do is believe and that we will know that his love is with us, right? And so, my prayer for you today is that you know how wide and how long and how high and how deep his love really is. May you experience it through it so great that you will never fully understand it. Because it's really not for us to understand. It's just for us to believe and have faith, right? All right. So God's love will last. The Bible tells us that the love is everlasting to everlasting. And that's Psalms 103, verse 17. So we always need to remember that God's love is always with us. And it's from eternity to eternity, everlasting to everlasting. So it's forever, right? All right. So let's say a prayer. Dear God, we thank you for your love. A love that is so great that you gave your only Son that could have, so that we could have eternal life. In Jesus' name, amen. Y'all have a good week, guys.
Well, good morning again, dear folks.
Morning.
Morning again.
Amen. So good to be in the house of the Lord today. It's so good to be on the right side of the fence. Amen. It's good to be on the right side of the fence. You want to be on God's side. You don't want to be on the enemy's side. Our title this morning of our message is, Don't Be Afraid of the Light. Don't be afraid of the light. The scripture reference comes from John chapter 3, verses 14 through 21, Numbers chapter 21, verses 4 through 9, and Colossians chapter 1, verses 13. Some is what the Lord wants us to learn today is this. Jesus is going to teach us today that a lot of us are afraid to come into the light for fear our deeds will be exposed. When I was out in the world going to clubs and stuff, and I may have told you a story once before, I always went into places where they were dark. All the clubs that I went into, they were dark, dark. I always wondered, why are these places so dark? Now I know why they're dark. Because people that are in the dark, they've got something to hide. Amen? They're hiding something. And what I was doing, I was hiding my sin, and I didn't have enough sense to know that the Lord can see right through the dark just as well as the light. You see, some of us are afraid to come into the light for fear our deeds will be exposed. I got something to say to that also and tell you this. If you're doing something wrong and you think you're hiding, you're wasting your time. You're wasting your energy, because I got to tell you, eventually, the Bible tells us that you will be found out. Amen? Now, you can believe that. If you're doing something wrong and you think you're getting away with it, eventually, the Lord's going to question you about that, and he's going to want you to bring that into the light. But the good part about that is this. He didn't come into the world to condemn us. And this is important. He didn't come to condemn us, but he came to heal us. Isn't that something? If you want to be healed, if you want to be saved from sin, you don't have to hide in the dark. Amen? You can come to the light. Jesus wants you to come to the light. And the good thing about it, folks, he's searching even right now, searching for that one that might be in the dark. And he's saying, come home. Come on to me. And he's searching for us that are hiding. And he teaches us that we got to trust him, we got to look to him, and then we can follow him into his kingdom of light. Now, in our message today, some folks, they are, it indicates that they're afraid of God. We're afraid of him because we don't want him to know what we're doing. So we stay hidden. We stay hidden. But Jesus taught that this fear of God, this will stop us from receiving the salvation and the healing that we all need, and that our Lord can provide. You see, our fears will keep God, keep us hiding from God. We'll stay in the darkness because we're afraid to bring ourselves into the light, even though there is nothing whatsoever to fear in the light of our Lord. Listen to what Colossians 1:13 says. He says, "For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son that he loves, in whom we have redemption, forgiveness of sins." And this comes from Colossians chapter 1, verse 13. Now, if we look at John 3, 14 through 21, it picks up right in the middle of a conversation between Nicodemus, who was a Pharisee, great standing in that time, and this was between him and Jesus, and Jesus is speaking directly to Nicodemus. But he's also speaking to us, and he's going to teach us something about the eternal character and nature of the God that we love, that loves us. And one of the first things he's going to teach us is that the Son of Man must be lifted up. He says, just as Moses lifted up the snakes in the wilderness, lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes may have eternal life in him. And this is John 3, 14 through 15. Now, we could spend all day on that one verse, just looking at it, unpacking it, and discussing it. But I want us to see this. The first thing Jesus says refers to Moses is a story from the Old Testament. It's from the book of Numbers. And when the children of Israel were going through the wilderness, you know, and they were moving on to the promised land. But there was a problem. And the problem was complaints. They complained about the water. They complained about the food. And I think the one thing that really, really upset the Lord was they complained about that wonderful food that was coming down from heaven, manna. They even got tired of that. Now, before you go off on the Israelites, I want you to think about us for a minute. We complain a lot, don't we? You just let that Wi-Fi go down for a little bit. Oh, my goodness. You know, let the lights go off, you know. Let the water go off. We're going to be full of complaints. We will be screaming and hollering, everything. So don't be too hard on them. So we can give them a little grace, you see. But what happened to them was this. Poisonous snakes came and started biting the Israelites. And many of them died. Now, I believe this. This is Ted's theory. And the folks that died, I believe those were the instigators. I call them the Back to Egypt crowd. Those are the ones that were instigating people, telling them to rebel against Moses and to pray, rebel against God and Moses, you know. So Moses went to the Lord. He went to the Lord to pray. I tell you what, some folks, isn't it awesome to have somebody that can pray for you? Isn't it awesome? Somebody that you can depend on, a group that you can depend on, a loved one that you know that is standing in the gap for you. That's awesome. That is awesome. I pray that someone is always praying for us. Excuse me. So so they begged Moses to pray and ask God to please take these horrible snakes away. So what happens is God told Moses to do this. He told him to get a pole and fashion up a bronze snake on that pole. And what he was to do, he was to lift up that pole in the middle of the camp. And listen to this. This is important. Notice that God did not take away the snakes. He didn't do that. What did he do? What did he do? He provided deliverance for him. Amen? He says, look, all you got to do is look up at this snake on this pole, and you will be healed. And that was true. You see, sometimes the Lord doesn't always, he doesn't answer our prayers the way we think they ought to be answered. Amen? The Israelites wanted him to take the snakes away. But the Lord, he says, no, I'm going to provide you with healing. This is a great comparison to what Jesus is saying in these verses in John. He's saying the Son of Man must be lifted up. Must be lifted up. And he's talking about his crucifixion and his resurrection. That anyone who looks up to that cross, looks up, will be healed. Now, folks, We don't look for any bronze pole or any bronze snake anywhere. Who do we look to now? We look to a living and a resurrected Savior for our healing, for our salvation. Amen? That's who we look to. We look to Jesus. He, the Lord, has provided for us a healing. You don't have to stay in the dark. You don't have to hide and be ashamed. One thing that you'll notice about the Lord, He never wants to shame us. Amen? He doesn't want to shame you. He's not like us. He don't want to beat us down. What He does, He provides healing. Now, I got to tell you, folks, we serve a God that is good. We serve a God that is awesome. But I got to tell you this. He does not like sin. Amen? And there is punishment for sin. Don't fool yourself. Don't think you're getting away with anything. But He also provides healing and salvation through His Son, Jesus Christ. And you know something else, folks, about our Lord? He's consistent. He's not like us. He doesn't have a good day on Sunday, and Monday, don't go near me. I don't want to talk to you. He's not like that. He is consistent. He's always the same, and we can always trust Him. We can trust Him for His goodness and His love, you know. And remember, He doesn't always put things the way that we think they ought to be. He has His own way. And His way, I can tell you from experience, is a lot, lot better than ours. So don't forget to pray and don't forget to trust. Something else about our Lord's character, and it said, He saves, He doesn't condemn. In those verses that was read, it says He didn't come into the world to condemn the world. He came to do what? He came to save the world. Who are we that we should condemn anyone? What authority do we have to tell somebody to do this and condemn him and say you're never going to be this or that? Who are we to say that? What if our Lord condemned us the way that we like to condemn other people? We'd be in trouble, wouldn't we? God does not condemn. He wants to save you. Now, here's a question. Why did God give His one and only Son? And the answer is this. Because God loves the world. He gave Himself. And He gave Himself as Jesus, His Son, to the world. And you know what? That is self-giving, agape love. And He doesn't condemn anybody. He says, and He goes on to say in those verses, Jesus said that those who don't believe, listen, they're condemned already. And what does He mean? He means that if you don't believe, you will be judged in the group of people who have not received God's love and salvation. And I tell you, folks, I would not want to be in that group. People who are unbelievers, they're not our enemy. Unbelievers are like the Israelites who were bitten by snakes in the wilderness. And they are sick. And when you are sick, what do you need more than anything? Anybody. Starts with a D. When you're sick, what do you need? You need a doctor, don't you? And who is our great doctor? Who is the one that we go to? Who do we call the great physician? The great physician. That's what unbelievers need. They don't need to be kicked to the curb and being mean to. They need to be prayed over and encouraged, and the gospel needs to be preached to them. You see, just as God provided the bronze snake in the wilderness, He provides Jesus, who endured the cross on the third day and rose in order that He would overcome death and save us all from our sins. You see, folks, whether you know it or not, we've all been bitten by the venomous snake called sin. We've all been bitten by that snake. And God's not interested in condemning us for having a sin. He is about saving us and healing us through the death and resurrection of Jesus, His Son. Now, a question. All of us, can you and I relate to this? Can you and I relate to the fact that we may have something in our life that's not pleasing to God? Do you have anything in your life you would just love to have exposed or revealed? And keep in mind, you don't have to reveal anything to me, but you do have to reveal it to the Savior. Amen? Most of us, including me, we've had mistakes, we got regrets, and we got little things and skeletons just running all in our closets, little hidden sins that we don't want exposed. We think no one knows about it. Jesus knows all about them. And at the same time, most of us, we would just love to have those mistakes, regrets, and all those hidden sins healed. You know, he's not going to humiliate you. Sin will do that enough. He never shames us. He loves us and offers us forgiveness and healing in order to make all things new. And Jesus came to save people from their sins, not to rub their noses in. He won't do that. So remember, he didn't come into the world to condemn you, but to save you. And he will never shame you. He wants to change you from the inside out and make you, me, into a very a new person. You see, and his presence in our life will help us to do that. So this morning, I encourage you to look to Christ. Look to the risen Christ who defeated death and offered salvation to end salvation from sin and brokenness. Not only does he forgive your sins, he offers you power over sin so that you might overcome your struggles in the light of his kingdom. Have you been bitten by any the snake, the venomous snake called sin? Do you feel like you have venom in your veins that's destroying some part of your life? And you'd like to be healed? You'd like to receive power over sin? And you'd like to receive forgiveness and healing? God doesn't condemn you. He wants to heal you. He wants to save you and give you his life. And I like this. He will accept you exactly where you are. But he won't leave you that way because he loves you way too much. And as I close with this verse, Colossians says, "For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, forgiveness of sins." Colossians 1 and 13. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Would you please stand with me while we pray this morning? Amen. And if you can, hold on to someone's hand, if it's possible. You don't move around too much. Just hold if you can. That'll be fine. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Dear Lord Jesus, in your wonderful mercy, you search for us and find us. And you bring us out of the kingdom of darkness and into your kingdom of light. Thank you for searching for us while we were lost or hiding. You have brought us home to the heart of the Father. And today, we receive your goodness and love. Refresh our hearts and our minds today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
This morning is Love Lifted Me.
I was sinking deep in sin, far from a peaceful shore. There a deep place lay within, sin denies no more. But the master of the sea heard the despairing cry from the water. To him I give
ever to hear my clay. In his pasture blessings live, ever his praises sing. Love so mighty and so joyful, heaven's a golden moon. Faithful love and service due to him being long. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Souls in danger, look above. Jesus completely saves. He will lift you by his love out of his angry ways. He's the master of the sea, billows it will obey. He's your savior, wants to be the day. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me.
Parishioners,
one of the best weapons that a believer has is prayer. Amen. You can pray. You can pray anywhere, anytime. So this morning, would you please stand with us, please? There's so much that we have to ask the Lord for. But you know what? We serve a God who is big and he knows everything. Amen. Everything. He has all the healing and all everything that you need. So let us go to the Lord in prayer. Gayla, would you play us a little prayer song, please? We give thanks to you, gracious and merciful Heavenly Father. Lord, here we are again, Alamo United Methodist Church, Lord, asking you, Lord, asking you, Lord, please help us. Please have mercy on us. We ask that you would grant these requests that you've heard from different ones, Lord, the ones you've heard from John. And Lord, the ones that are deep in our hearts that we dare not even speak it, you know what they are, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you would grant those requests to us. We believe it, Lord, and we stand on your promise. Stand on, Lord, the fact of your faithfulness and the fact that you are always consistent and you do exactly what you say. Thank you, Lord. We love you. We thank you for loving us. And as we go, Lord, we ask that you would go with us. Help us, Lord, to be a neighbor to everyone we meet. Help us to share your word with others who may be hurting. And help us, Lord, to look out for one another. And may we always remember, Lord, we belong to you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. Amen.
Please join me in the prayer that Jesus taught us when he said, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Amen.
And as we leave from here today, let us remember all those who are homebound or ailing in any way and ask that God watch over them and those that are affected by the hurricanes and the storms, whatever is in front of them. But let us keep them in our prayers. In Jesus' name, amen.
through our closing hymn, How Majestic Is Your Name.
Oh Lord, oh Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Oh Lord, oh Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Oh Lord, we praise your name. Oh Lord, we magnify your name. Prince of Peace, mighty God, oh Lord God Almighty. Oh Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Oh Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Oh Lord, we praise your name. Oh Lord, we magnify your name. Prince of Peace, mighty God, oh Lord God Almighty.
Go in peace.